No, two cysts. Rebecca O'Sullivan has been honoured for her tireless efforts to assist and fundraise for young people with additional needs. She has won the overall winner of the Lee Strand Garda Youth Achievement Awards for 2025. And I'm delighted to say that she and a host of other people are in our studio in Tralee this morning to talk to us about that. That's Rebecca O'Sullivan, her mother Jean O'Sullivan, Garda Cathy Murphy and Garda Mary Gardner. Good morning to all of you and thanks so much for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Mary Gardner, I'll start with you. Tell me about the Achievement Awards this year, the caliber of people you had, the stories you uncovered from what you saw with all of the winners, really, before we get to Rebecca.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. Thanks for having us again. So, Jerry, this year was the 28th year of the Garda Youth Awards, sponsored by Lee Strand, who've been sponsoring for the last 28 years. The award winners this year, the calibre was absolutely unbelievable. So we had our overall winner, Rebecca. We had our group winners, the boys from Listowel. We had Tomás Garrod, Michael O'Sullivan, Killian O'Sullivan, who put their shoulder to the wheel in Listowel at the time of the floods. They received an award. We had the likes of Connor and Gary O'Sullivan. It was kind of the year of the Sullivans, really, Jerry, when we're looking back at it. We had Connor and Gary O'Sullivan from Killarney, who actually performed CPR and saved their brother's life. We had Ian O'Connell, who you'd be well aware of, who received the Inspiring Our Youth Award. And we had a lot of merit award winners, a big spread from all over the county. And we held it in the Rolls Hotel this year, and it was just a fantastic, fantastic night altogether.
Yeah, and it's all designed, I suppose, to recognise, but then consequently through that, to encourage young people to get involved in these sort of projects and supports in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've often said that, you know, young people get a lot of bad press. And this, by going, the Youth Awards are a way that we have just to show people that our young people in our society and our communities are absolutely incredible. And through the Youth Awards, we uncover different things that our young people have been doing. And, you know, they don't do it to get any recognition for it, but it's lovely when somebody actually nominates them for an award just to say, you know what, we see you. We see what you do, and it makes a difference. So the stories we heard on Friday night were absolutely incredible, from, you know, the likes of Rory O'Sullivan in Beaufort, who did a tractor run at 14 years of age. He organised a whole tractor run and raised over €25,000 for the Irish Cancer Society because he saw what they'd done for his grandmother. It's stories like that that inspire everybody else, and you know, it's amazing to hear these stories.
Yeah, and it really is, and that's what I suppose makes it all worthwhile for people to get involved. Cathy Murphy, you would obviously echo what Mary has said about, you know, the effort and the work and the stories that these young people get involved in every year.
Absolutely, it's unbelievable, really, when you read back on all the award nominations. You know, the judges have such a tough job picking out which ones that, you know, scoring them. And but you know what, we always say the cream always comes to the top. By the time all the judges have their scores in, some of them will be looking for different things depending on what part of the community they're involved in. But by the time all the scores are accounted for, the ones that really deserve it always come to the top. And I suppose there's always some that don't get awards, but maybe next year someone else might, if they keep going with their communities, they might nominate them again maybe, and it might be their turn. But this year I can't say we have any regrets about any of our winners. They were all fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah,
they certainly were. Rebecca, listen, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Thanks a minute for coming in this morning. Look, when you entered this, tell me what your feelings were and how you felt when you won on the weekend.
Oh, I was definitely shocked. We were getting to the last few awards and I was kind of like, hang on, what's going on here? And I saw like the overall cup there and I was like, oh my God, that's hardly for me. And I kept looking over at Cathy and pointing at myself, mouthing me. And she just shrugged her shoulders, kind of being like, you'll find out soon. And the next thing was my name was called out and my jaw just fell to the floor. I couldn't believe it. It took me a minute to get up because I was just in such a state of shock. And then I left the seats and I kept looking at my parents and I was like, Jesus, how did this happen? And then I came to the stage and like I was just looking out at everyone and I was like, how of all these people here tonight, how did I get the overall winner? Because like there were stories about girls getting jobs because their parents fell ill, and of course Rory O'Sullivan O'Sullivan and the Cancer Fund, and I was just like, these people deserve this award so much, yet somehow thank you, yet somehow I was honoured to be given it, and I was just like, wow.
Yeah, incredible. And listen, Jean, what was it like for you seeing her win the award?
I'm very proud of her, Jerry. You know, she's a great girl. She has really just what she does for people, you know, helping with the fundraising for St. Francis Special School, the way she cares for her two brothers. I suppose the biggest part of the nomination really was how she held it together at home for us when Michael got sick in 2019. I was nearly 18 weeks away from home with Michael, and obviously her brother Ciarán was at home as well, and Rebecca kept the show on the road. You know, she cooked and cleaned and, you know, helped out with anything she could, and, you know, she's just an amazing young lady. She has, we're so proud of her. We're so proud of the two boys as well, of course. But, you know, I suppose, you know, siblings of children with special needs, you know, they are, they're on another level. And I've always said this, they have such empathy when it comes to others. They have such kind, they're such kind-hearted souls. And I'm just so proud of her. I'm just so delighted for her because, you know, something, t'was her time to shine. And like she said there earlier, I mean, I suppose I was in a heap Friday night because I was listening to some of the stories that were being told by the other children from around the county, and every single one of them were deserving winners. I mean, it just tugged in the heartstrings, the stories we were told Friday night. But then to, you know, I mean, there's such fantastic youngsters in the county. They are just amazing. Their parents should be very, very proud of them all. They are inspirational teenagers, like Mary said there earlier. There's a lot of bad press there, you know, for youngsters and the, you know, that they're stuck in different things. But, you know, it's fabulous to see, you know, the ones that are getting awards and being, you know, for their... they're inspirational things they do in their everyday life, things that they probably don't see as being inspirational, but, you know, they really and truly are. And, you know, I take my hat off to every single child on Friday night that received an award. You're amazing. Keep it up, lads. And Rebecca, just keep it up as well. We're very, very proud of you.
Yeah, yeah. Rebecca, you help your mother with fundraising as well, I know, and a lot of things, but that time when you stepped up to try and help when there's a medical emergency and putting in the extra, is that kind of what it's all about, or do you just do it when it's needed within the family?
It's definitely like in the moment, you know that your parents need help and they need a bit of kind of like hope just to be okay. And I say, like, at the time, like, I was obviously very worried about Michael because it was around Christmas. And I remember I used to be texting Mom constantly being like, will you guys be home for Christmas? Will you be here to see Santa? Yeah. And obviously she wasn't sure and I could tell she was worried. So it was kind of just like almost natural to kind of be like, okay, I need to try help a little bit as best I can just to kind of relieve that bit of stress off my parents.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And Jean, I know you've got your fundraising for St. Francis Special School continues. You've got the Training with the Stars at the weekend.
We do, Jerry. I was just listening to the weather there before you came in. I was blessing myself when I heard that Saturday's going to be some bit dry. I think if it was anything like last year where we had to cancel, I think I'd definitely just lose all hope. But look, we do. And look, we're so grateful, you know, to every single person that's rocked in behind our school. And I suppose, you know, look, it's amazing the support that's out there for our small boy. And I really have to thank these two amazing ladies here alongside me as well, Mary Gardner and Katie Murphy, because our little boy is a little blue hero. And the support that we get from these two phenomenal women here is just, you can't measure it. Like, yeah. It's so fabulous. I always say we're part of this family of St. Francis Special School, but we've also been and very privileged to be part of the Little Blue family in Kerry. And these two ladies, what they do for our families, they go above, beyond the extra mile. We have a fabulous, you know, there's a network there of people that are in the same boat, I suppose, really. Our children have a little bits going on. And, you know, the ladies here, you can pick up the phone at any stage and say, look, I need help with this or I need help with the other thing. The community Gardaí in Kerry need to be recognised for their outstanding work in the community as well, to be fair, because, you know, at the end of the day, I suppose when we were growing up, we were always kind of told, oh, if you're going to do something, the guards are going to take you away. And I suppose when you fall into an organisation like the Little Blue Heroes, I mean, obviously it's a national organisation. It's Anne-Marie, I can't think of her surname, Keane, that does the organisation, and it's fabulous. It's above in Dublin. But for a local perspective, for ourselves to have these two ladies here alongside us, it's just amazing. The community Gardaí within the community, and it's not just about the Little Blue Heroes, it's checking in on our elderly, checking in on, you know, different things in the county, being involved.
Developing
in
relationships with people, you know, absolutely. So you know what's going on when it needs to find out when something goes wrong or people need help.
That's how I came across Rebecca. Actually, sorry, Jerry, was through the Little Blue Heroes Christmas party. That was my very first time meeting Rebecca, if you remember. We held a Christmas party and I met the amazing Rebecca, and I just watched her that day and watched how she interacted with all the children there. There was children there with additional needs, and to see how she interacted with all those children was unbelievable. And we all remarked, we were saying, who is that child? Sorry, Rebecca. But it was the way she dealt with the adults, the siblings of those children, and her empathy and kindness that she showed to every single child there was incredible. And that's when I perked up and said, who is this young one? And I kind of, you know, did a little bit of research about her and led to the nomination to her. But what I uncovered about Rebecca, not just after the party, was amazing, the things that she has done for other people, which is just fantastic. So that's why she got the nomination.
Thank you.
Yeah, and listen, Mary, the 28 years of the Gardaí Achievement Award, Lee Strand with them all, with you all the way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely delighted to be backing it and continuing on that partnership, which has made it what it is.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we couldn't have the Gardaí Youth Awards here in Kerry without the support of Lee Strand. And I've always said that Lee Strand are an amazing, amazing support for community. I've said there isn't a jersey, I'd say, in a club team around the place that you don't see that lovely Lee Strand symbol on. You know, Teresa there with Lee Strand has been incredible always. She's a great organiser and she's a great woman to, you know, to get things done. But no, their support has been immense, and you know, to recognise these kids, we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of Lee Strand, and we hope they continue to do so for many years, or until myself and Cathy retire anyway. So we're just so humble and so delighted to have their support, and as I said, you know, they're such a great support of community.
Yeah, they certainly are. Well, listen, look, thanks so much all of you for coming in, and continued success as well. And well done again, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Garda Lee Strand, Garda Youth Achievement Award winner, overall winner for 2025, Rebecca O'Sullivan from Two Sist, her mother Gina O'Sullivan, also the two remarkable Garda, Cathy Murphy and Mary Gardner as well. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. Ronan Savage, chairperson Lee Strand, said Lee Strand is delighted to support the Youth Achievement Award since 1998. Over the last 28 years, they've been in association with Garda Síochána, have always been proactive in acknowledging and identifying positive work by young people and voluntary groups to enhance community life in Kerry, and the awards are a fantastic way of celebrating those achievements. And you can get the full list of the Lee Strand award winners on radiokerry.ie. Go to the news section there and you have the full list of winners. Conor and Gary O'Sullivan, who we featured from Killarney, they got the Community Safety Award. 20 Merit Award certificates presented to young people who've made their communities a better place to live in. The St. Michael's College, the Stowell, Marcus Leahy, Killian O'Sullivan, Tomáska Road and Michael O'Sullivan as well for their work in the floods. And that was the group award that was won, Rebecca winning the overall award as well. But a whole host of other people, the Order of Malta Cadets in Killarney, Order and Lions, Lara Compaun, Misha McCarthy from Killarney, Manskull, Newell Lethruig, Transition Year Class 2025 won an award, the Intergenerational Group of Closh and Eskeliga, as well as Jaden McGrath, Hennessy and Abby Dorney, Lily Falvey and Anna Gall, amongst a whole host of others. The Pubbliscull Inverskena, Ken Mayer Transition Year Class as well, and Rory O'Sullivan from Buford. That's just a number of them. Check it out on radiokerry.ie and go to the news section. You'll find the overall winners there.